This is Isaiah chapter 40, verses 1 through 11. It says, "Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her hard service has been completed, that her sin has been paid for, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice of one calling, in the wilderness prepare the way for the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill made low. The rough ground shall become level, the rugged places a plain. And the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all people will see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken."
A voice says, "Cry out." And I said, "What shall I cry? All people are like grass, and all their faithfulness is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fall, because the breath of the Lord blows on them. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of our God endures forever. You who bring good news to Zion, go up on a high mountain. You who bring good news to Jerusalem, lift up your voice with a shout. Lift it up. Do not be afraid. Say to the towns of Judah, here is your God. See, the sovereign Lord comes with power, and he rules with a mighty arm. See, his reward is with him, and his recompense accompanies him. He tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lamb in his arms and carries them close to his heart. He gently leads those that have young."
The prophet Isaiah reminds us that there is work to be done. Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. When God comes in, then healing is to be found, but we need to make the way in. We need to open the door into our lives.
So we light these candles as a sign of the hope that is in Christ, our healer, and as a sign of our faith that the God we worship is not far from us and that we can clear the way for that God to come and dwell with us. We light these candles in faith that Christ will come and meet us. If you would just join me in prayer. Precious Heavenly Father God, we gather here this morning, Lord, desperately seeking your face. Lord, we thank you that you are a God of love, a God who draws us into yourself, a God who chases after us, Lord, even when we turn our backs on you. God, you are here. You are at work around us, Lord. May we fix our eyes upon you this morning, Jesus. May we open our hearts to you and open our minds to you, Lord. That as you are knocking on our hearts, Lord, and speaking to us in whispers, that we would be receptive of your message and of your voice, Lord. That we would be obedient servants who go where you tell us to go. God, that we wouldn't shy away from the work that you invite us in to join. Jesus, you are our hope. You are our faith, Lord. So we praise you and we seek you wholeheartedly this morning. May any wall of distractions or burdens or fears just be broken and torn down in the name of Jesus this morning, that nothing would hinder us from seeking your face. I pray all this in your name, Jesus. Amen. If you would please rise and join us in worship.
Thank you. So I know many of us have probably sung that song like every year for lots of years, right? But when you sing a song over and over again, sometimes you can kind of miss the meaning behind it and the weight of the song. But I mean, just singing through that, right? Joyful all ye nations, rise, join the triumph of the skies. Christ is born in Bethlehem. I mean, the joy that we have in Christ. He was born that man no more may die. We may have second birth in Jesus. That God, the holy God, and sinners would be reconciled and brought back to have relationship. So may we just offer our praise to him this morning for his love and his mercy.
Long expected Jesus born to set my people free from the fevers and sins.
Precious Heavenly Father, once again, we just come humbly before you this morning, Lord, with anticipation, expecting to meet you here, Lord. God, we anticipate Christmas as we celebrate the gift of your Son for our lives, Lord. We anticipate the coming of Christ again. And even today, Lord, we anticipate and expect your presence, Lord, to meet you here. May we experience your goodness and your love this morning, Jesus. Amen.
I worship you. So, Lord Jesus, our hope is built in nothing less than your powerful name, in your blood, and in your righteousness. We praise you that you are the one who is working. You are the promise maker, the promise keeper. And even if we don't see it, we know you are working. We praise you. We worship you. And we say, even as we come together around your word, that as you have come, Lord Jesus, the long-expected one, that you would come afresh by your Spirit, that you would grow our affection for you as we look into your word, Father, that you would increase our faith and our trust in you, and that you would, Lord, increase our willingness and give us the grace to trust you to clean up the messes of our lives. Father, you are good. You are trustworthy. You are faithful. We look forward to what you want to do in the remaining time. Thank you for the privilege to worship you, and thank you for your presence with us. We give you thanks and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.